on this episode of Podigious.
I need the help of the Digidestined. I'm relying on you, Digidestined.
Dear Digidestined.
I want a V-Pet in every home.
That V-Pet is so annoying.
I need a password. You can use mine to get on the internet.
Podigious.
Welcome to Podigious, episode 313, The Dog Days of Summer.
Tamers, movie 1.
Recorded August 21st, 2016.
Podigious is your critically nostalgic, analytical tour through the Digimon anime. I'm Jeff Ruberg, and I'm joined by my fellow Diginomes, Ashley McDonald.
This movie is garbage. Just gonna throw that out there.
Asher Softman.
That is correct.
And Andrew Softman.
Am I from a different universe?
Yes.
If only.
Aren't we all from different universes if you think about it?
You and me, we are two stars from different galaxies.
What is that from?
It's a song called Different Galaxies.
Okay.
This week we're looking at the first Tamers movie, Battle of Adventurers, aka The Island of Lost Armor Evolutions.
Digimon movie MVP Omnimon shows up to try to convince people to watch a Digimon movie without the Adventure Kids. Ha 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 ha. Two 10-year-olds fly to Okinawa unsupervised because Digimon movie logic, while Rika defends Tokyo single-handed.
Henry visits some ruins because he's a nerd and probably paid off by the local tourism bureau. Takato and Kai find Plot Device Girl, who's sad because her dad made her a Bonzi buddy to replace her dog instead of just buying another dog.
Faust's BFF kidnaps everyone, but Henry and Rika take an alternate dimension Uber from Omnimon to meet up and save the day.
Ooh.
This sure was a movie.
This movie was called Battle of Adventurers?
Yes.
Yeah.
Why?
Or Adventurers Battle.
What was the Japanese title?
It's Battle Adventurers. According to, let me see if both wikis say it. Both wikis claim that the Japanese title is The Adventurer's Battle, whereas the dub name is The Battle Adventurers. But It is the same thing in Japanese. It's the same title.
I see.
There is no adventure.
Well, it's Adventurer's Battle. There's no adventure. There's adventurers.
There's no traveling outside of the island or whatever. I don't even know what I'm saying, but...
Well, they can't say adventure.
The title is misleading.
They can't say adventure because that's adventure. So it's The Adventurers. Also, so I guess in Japanese, they always refer to the season one as, like, they don't use a Japanese word for adventure. It's just adventure. But here, they actually, adventurers is actually, I think it, yeah, bokentachi. No, bokensha. Bokensha is adventure. Yeah, this was a movie. My first impressions of it were that it, was better. It was nice compared to an average episode of Tamers, you know, like compared to an episode of a TV show. But it did not. And the animation was nice. Some of the fight sequences were nice in that they were pretty. Mm-hmm. They weren't like super. There were a lot of little fight sequences instead of major set piece ones like the other movies. And all in all, it felt like it was a upgraded and very dense episode of the TV show instead of the movies we've seen up until now. Well, that's not true. The first movie, the Digimon Adventure OVA, the premiere before Adventure, was similar in that regard. But the ones after that, the three after that, the Our War Game, Hurricane Touchdown, and Dearborn Strikes Back, those were all like felt more like films with filmic plots. And yeah, I think from what I recall, the rest of the movies are like this, where they're just kind of just bigger episodes of a TV show. So,
I mean, so this movie was the crack equivalent of Hurricane Touchdown in that, like, why? Who made this? Why did you do this? What's wrong with you? Gosh darn it. But like, I found this less enjoyable to watch than Hurricane Touchdown.
Yeah, I feel like Hurricane Touchdown took more fun with its crack, you know, like brought them to like
it was good crack rather
at least
than
it was logical.
Bad crack.
Yeah,
well, that felt like it was like, you know, take them to different locations, take them, do move them around a lot, whereas this was like, let's have this. I guess it was kind of hearkening back a little bit to Our War Game and the Diaboroman going through the network with the VPAT stuff, but wanting to have this, like, you know, tech-based plot to it instead of making it a fun adventure. I don't know. It was...
But Digimon are tech-based to begin with.
Yeah.
Wanted to have a tech-based plot on a remote island? What?
Yeah. A remote island which happens to have a underwater cave nearby, which links to a like, elaborate research facility for this tech company, I guess. That's not even the beginning of the unanswered question, or the just things that are confusing and like, okay, I guess that happened. Anyway, Ashley and I gave our general thoughts on the movie. Ash and Andrew, do you have more impressions?
Oh, I mean, I mostly agree with Ashley that it was garbage. But it was very pretty garbage. It's the garbage that you throw out after, like, an origami session. I didn't appreciate any part of the plot, if that's what we want to call it. But I actually thought most of the fights were really well done, and not just in a, like, oh, this is very pretty to watch sense, but, like, I was this is so weird to say, but I was really impressed with the destruction that happened. Like, it actually felt like real destruction rather than, oh, yeah, these buildings are getting eaten and, like, it's fine. It'll be rebuilt in, like, a year. No, like, it actually felt like, oh, someone lives in this house. And, oh, that probably hurt that kid that just got knocked over.
Yeah, that boat that exploded in front of Henry, like yeah, almost came to kill him.
Several people probably died.
I found that weird. Like, it was this weird contrast between, like, so much more visceral and realistic in those, in that destruction, but then they acted the same way they always do. So then it was like, oh, yes, this boat exploded. And Henry's like, oh, no, I need to go, blah, blah, blah. It's like, okay, you're not, like, trying to rescue anyone or anything, but okay.
No. God, no.
And I actually think, in light of what Ty's conflict is in Try now, like, I find that juxtaposition nicely done for us watching both at the same time.
Andrew Kuhn.
I was not impressed by the movie. It made no sense. It was really rushed, especially the ending. And I felt like it was somehow a condensed version of Jerry's arc from Tamers itself.
Yeah. I mean, the it's a weird parallel. Like
the main, the girl is basically Jerry.
I felt like she was a combination of Jerry and Kari. The arc that she has with her dog dying in the past and then dying in the context of the movie felt very similar to Jerry. And the way that she is, like, the desired one that everyone is hunting and must be saved and stuff reminded me a lot of Kari.
It was. It didn't feel that she had much of a character besides...
Catalyst!
Being a plot device?
Yeah, besides being a plot device.
Yep.
Like, what was even her name? Minami?
Minami.
Manami?
Minami.
Yeah, it was Minami.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was Minami, which means west. And I'm looking up that, because no, it means south. South, yes. Okay, sorry. It means south. I never said it meant west.
Because in Okinawa! It's really south!
Hey!
Wow.
That's about the depth of this movie.
Yeah, I also agree with Andrew that it didn't make any sense.
It really didn't.
It makes zero sense.
Nothing about it makes any sort of sense.
I think it's less that... Oh, also, by the way, Takata's cousin, Kai, his name means ocean. So, you know, there's
that. Of course it does.
Oh, my God. Just kill me.
Literally the beach episode.
Yep.
Dude.
So many things don't make sense, but in ways it's like... The plot, I don't think, ever really contradicts itself. It's not like it's full of plot holes. It's just lots of things introduced without much explanation and just, like, not caring to explain to you at all. Just like, oh, and then this thing, and then this thing, and that. And it's like, okay.
I mean, it just doesn't make any sense within, if it's supposed to take place during the series. You're like, what? That doesn't,
like... Also, like, can you say it doesn't have plot holes when it feels like it doesn't have plot?
Yeah, what's up with that?
It feels like there's nothing solid for there to be holes in.
Jeff doesn't know what to do with himself.
But Ash, look how cute Gilmon looks underwater.
That doesn't do anything for me.
Yeah.
I think we can move on to our favorites, because we clearly have so many. I'll start off with my favorite character.
I don't know.
Well, I almost picked Caesarmon because I think the the design is cool. But I think I'm gonna have to go with Panchomon.
With who?
Panchomon. So Panchomon was one of the lackeys of the Digimon that were like kidnapping everyone.
Oh my god!
I don't remember him being in the movie.
Yeah, but so he was just like. Even they were just in the background, but it's a ghost Togemon with a sombrero and boxing gloves. Like, it is just the tongue sticking out. It's just so ridiculous.
Oh my god, okay.
All right.
I'll accept that.
I mean, I feel like the only character that we really saw in this movie was Kai.
Yeah.
And like, he was okay. Takato had some characterization, but.
You know, Kai is stereotypical. Overconfident male in Digimon.
He is the ocean.
Yeah, he's the ocean. He's one with the ocean. It's fine. Well, my favorite is Giyomon. I'm just going to go with Giyomon. He's a solid pick, always.
Yep. Oh, do I have to pick?
Yep. The fantasy draft depends on it.
Oh, God.
We're don't like be so distressed about it.
Killing Asher, yeah.
I like, jeez. Such a problem. You know what? I like Labramon.
Hmm.
Oh, I shouldn't have known you would say that.
I like dogs.
Fair enough. Now Andrew has to pick.
I pick Riley because she was smart enough to stay away from this movie.
No, you cannot pick Riley.
Damn it. Okay, I picked Kalumon. The bird resembling Kalumon. I think it was a bird. I'm not sure. It kind of looked like Kalumon.
What?
The bird resembling
Kalumon? I don't know. There was this thing that kept appearing that looked like Kalumon, but it was a bird.
Kalumon always flies.
My favorite part of the movie was when Kalumon rode a seagull. That was fun.
Wait, when did that happen? What?
That happened.
That happens. It happens when they're on
the end, I think.
No, it's in the beginning.
It's, in the
it's when they're on the boat to go to the island.
Whatever.
No, but Kalumon basically acted like a bird the entire movie. It was really weird.
Hmm.
Kalumon was real annoying in this movie. Just have to say that. Super annoying. Except he rode a seagull, so that's fine.
No, but like in the scene when Takato's packing, you can see him in the background and he's moving like a bird.
Oh, yeah, he is doing that. Yeah. So I guess it is a bird thing to do. Okay. So wait, did you pick a favorite?
Yeah, I picked Kalumon because there's really nothing to pick in this movie.
Kalumon's the worst thing you could have picked, though.
Okay, but do we have any least favorite things? Just quickly, if you have
any. All of it.
Movies. The movie.
Oh, it's a little harsh.
But not unwarranted.
I feel like this is the reason why I haven't seen this in, like, years.
I don't remember ever seeing this at all.
Because it's forgettable, but when you do watch it, it's like, oh god, why does this even exist?
I feel like I remember the very end, and that's about it.
Ashley, I'm pretty sure we did not watch this.
Well, you definitely watched the second one.
That may be true, yes.
Train one.
I remember nothing about it, but I that's probably true.
So we have a Patreon submitted topic from Sam Kuagamon /Stevie Patamon, and they asked, I wrote down somewhere, in this movie they're referred to as the Digidestined. So what do you think is the difference between a Digidestined and a Tamer? So first off, I just want to nip this part of it in the bud, that this distinction, calling the Digidestined, is, as far as I can tell, and I have not watched it all subbed or Japanese, but as far as I can tell, the one instance where in the dub they say Digidestined is actually not in the Japanese version. It's when Omnimon / Omegamon, whatever, calls out to Henry and Rika to bring them, to teleport them or whatever, and he says, like, you're Digidestined, we need you. And Japanese is like, no, it's just saying we need you.
Not.
Is there more?
I feel like Takato called himself Digidestined at one point also.
I thought he called himself Tamer, though.
He did that also.
Oh, well, that's just confusing.
He called himself a Tamer to Kai, but I think when Rika and Henry showed up, he was like, we're all Digidestined or something. And
really?
I mean, I don't remember.
I definitely remember him saying Tamer to Kai, like when he was like, you shouldn't come.
There's a very clear contrast in that regard, because the scene where they're called by Omni-Wan and Omni-Wan says he's destined is right before that scene where Takato talks to Kai about being a tamer.
Mm.
Okay, I want to look up, because I think the discussion kind of hinges on this. You're saying it's when, you think when they show up and then Takato says
something to them? I don't remember. You can't hold me to anything I say about this movie.
Okay, so that might be, just keep that in mind. Maybe, hopefully someone will comment if we're wrong about this, but I think that's the only time they say Digidestin. And my suspicion is that it's the dub writers. So, I mean, I guess for context, people who aren't aware of the like how this movie came to be dubbed, it was never, like, it wasn't released on Fox, like Fox Kids. I don't know exactly how the rights and licensing stuff moved around, but basically this was the last season that was on Fox Kids. And I, you know, like, assume everything was kind of, you know, out the door at the end of Tamers. Wasn't like they're planning for new stuff. And so, I mean, the first three movies emerge into the Digimon movie, but even the fourth one, Fox Kids had no plans to do, you know, while season two was airing. So yeah, it wasn't really touched while it was on Fox Kids, and then things moved to Disney, and then Disney dubbed Frontier, and then several years after that, I think as kind of, I don't know what they were going through exactly, but like they decided to dub all of these movies that they had never released before. And I think it was also kind of in the lead up to doing Savers as Data Squad, but not, it wasn't like they were using it, like, because I don't think Jeff Nimoy was involved in the ones that were Digimon Adventure related, but then he was brought in for Savers. Anyway, all this to say, this wasn't released until several years later, and it was, that's also why it includes a lot of Frontier music, because they, that's what they had lying around apparently, or whatever, which is also weird.
Yeah, they didn't have the rights to use the original music.
Yeah, like the Saban stuff or the...
Because that would have been licensing from a different company.
Right. So anyway, it's just a weird... So what I suspect is what happened is that the writers of this dub... Actually, I should look up who that was, because I'm not sure who that was. But that they may have assumed that the Omnimon and Apalkimon were from the Adventure Universe, which makes no sense. But assuming that's why Omni-Wan would say terms of Digidestined, because that's what he'd be familiar with. Like, they might be like, oh yeah, Omni-Wan's from this season, and that season they said that. So he says Digidestined. That's just my guess.
That is also what I was going to argue to make it make sense within the world.
But I'll say it all to get out the like logical, like, oh, it's not actually, like, I don't think it's really canon in this universe, and say that. But I think it's an interesting point to, I don't think we had a discussion, or if we did, maybe it was really early on, but like the distinction between Digidestined and Tamer, regardless of what the movie, if that was a mistake or whatever, like, I'm just curious what everyone thinks about the distinction between those two concepts, since we've at this point watched all of the season and everything. And so yeah, what do you think is the difference between Tamers and Digidestined / Chosen Children?
They have a destiny.
I mean, it's so hard because Tamers is the one that deals directly with destiny crap. So I'm like,
This is strange. Haven't we talked about this before?
I feel like we talked about it in, like, the first episode or something.
Right. Mm. Like, when we first, like, were like, oh, they're using the term Tamers. Let's talk about that. But now that we've seen more of it and everything.
Well, actually, I think my answer is still based on the linguistic feel of the word. So I don't think my answer has changed since then. So you guys keep talking.
Random side note, I'm really frustrated, like, the Japanese word for theme is the same as tamer. They both are tama, and so, like, hearing a Japanese class, oh yeah, this the tama for this essay, I'm like, wait, what, the tamer, what, oh no, the theme, okay, sure. Anyway, I think the thing is, even though Tamers does deal with destiny and the kids' destiny and stuff, I also hesitate to say directly, because the stuff with Jerry was definitely dealing with that directly, right? Like, she was so preoccupied with what her destiny was and everything. But I feel like the lines about the other kids and, like, what your destiny is and stuff like that were fairly cliche. And I bet the other seasons said similar lines like that, but we just didn't read into as much because they weren't juxtaposed with Jerry talking about her destiny. And also, I think it's meaningful in that the way I see it is that both the Tamers and Digidestined / Chosen Children they're both chosen by the same entity. You know, like, in some sense, they are both chosen children. The Tamers were chosen by Diginomes or whatever. I don't think they ever really go into too much detail about that, but, you know, like, they do say that it's some kind of, they recognize some kind of connection, right? And then they make a Digivice and everything. So there is choosing involved, but I think the framing instead, you know, like, the Digidestined and Chosen Children are chosen for a purpose. You know, like, you are the Chosen Children, you have this thing you need to accomplish. Whereas the Tamers, it's like, you are a Tamer, congratulations, now go be a tamer, you know, not like, you are a tamer, therefore you must save the world. The main three, four, whatever, do end up saving the world, right? But it's not because they're tamers, if that makes any sense. Do you agree or disagree with that?
I guess. Yeah, I mean, what I keep thinking of with tamers is that, like, particularly with Rika, it's like, I just want a Digimon, and then all the Digimon come to her and are like, please be my partner, whereas that's a thing that I don't think would ever happen in adventure. You don't just get to, like, pick your Digimon, like, because you were chosen. I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess that's also because, like, in Tamers, they are chosen because of their affinity with the Digimon, you know? So, like, it's almost like in Adventure, then it's, you are given the Digimon for your destiny, for your purpose. And I think it makes the, because both, all the seasons make, you know, arcs and things about the friendship between the Digimon and the partner being so important and stuff. I feel like it's more in Digimon where it's like, they became a partnership because they were a good partnership, right? Not because they were assigned in every case. Like, I mean, Takato creates Gilmon, and then I guess he becomes a tamer as soon as he creates him, though. But anyway, I guess Gilmon didn't really get a choice in that regard, but... But all the others, I think Gilmon. I think it makes their, like... Because Adventure, it's a really kind of uncomfortable narrative to be like, you've been, you know, kind of randomly assigned this friend, this best friend that must be your best friend forever. And of course, it's not, like, it's kind of like they're shadows of their personality, their different sides of their personality. And they, you know, are obviously constructed to reflect off them well. But it is also being assigned a friend. Mm.
At the same time, it has been proven that there are benefits to being, like, assigned such, like, if you are put in a situation where you have to be with certain people, you, like, inevitably, like, become better because you're like, well, I'm forced to do this or my life will suck.
I get, what makes me uncomfortable with that is, like, sure, there are benefits to being randomly assigned to things like friendship, like roommate, like marriage, but there are also tons of possible downside. Like, and to say, like, sure, there are plenty of, you know, I don't know what the term is, but, like, not forced marriage, but...
Arranged marriage.
Yeah, arranged. Like, there are plenty of arranged marriages that come out really well, but there are also ones that don't. And for, like, all of the relationships in these seasons in the ones where it is an arranged marriage, basically, for all of them to come out, like, perfect, it's a little bit like... But that's not everyone's experience, and I don't know. It doesn't really matter, because it's not like... Anyone's going to watch a show and then be like, arranged marriage is great. I learned it from Digimon, you know, like, it's not the message anyone's going to get. So maybe it doesn't matter as much as I, maybe I'm reading into too much, but.
This is what we do. We are an analytical, a nostalgically critical, whatever we are.
Analytical tour.
An analytical tour through the Digimon universe. You can never read too much into it.
We're Digimon scholars.
That's going too far.
I wouldn't feel bad about saying that if I were, like, had any institutional affiliation, you know, but no. I haven't even taken an English class in college, so.
Okay, well, I did.
So I think this is more like a trailer than an ad. So yeah, this is going to be in Japanese, which means we will not understand what they're saying. You won't, you plebs. I, with my several years
you
of Japanese
won't understand.
Studying,
crap.
With my several years of Japanese understanding, I will understand even less because I will get focused on individual words and then I'll lose the thing. And then this is what happened when Ashley and I
went to Japan. That's what happened. Yeah. When we were in Japan, Jeff would be like, I can't understand the sentence at all. And I'm like, I understood most of the sentence and can infer what it meant. Like, Jesus Christ.
It's really, I didn't in high school I took Latin, so I didn't have experience listening or speaking in that, like, more foundational time. And then in college, like, I've always been really, really bad at speaking and listening Japanese, and even worse since, at least in college, with, like, classes 5 times a week, like, you get regular practice speaking and listening, especially speaking, but, like, taking classes outside of college, like, once a week thing, and speaking and listening are the least emphasized parts, and yeah, it's frustrating. I'm really bad at it. Anyway, vocab kanji, like, I got down, but everything else, anyway, so here we go. 2001.
Oh my god, 2001.
Why is it? Oh, it's playing Biggest Dreamer, but showing the other ones, showing the other movies. I think it's showing you, like, the history of the Digimon movies, I guess.
Yes.
Look how cool they used to be.
I mean, look how cool they were! And just expect, like, just ride on that.
ただなる進化が遂げられた時、冒険は伝説になった。
That's what this movie should have been. Just been the old movies with Biggest Dreamer on top.
Yeah, I would have watched that.
そして今
Oh my god, we're probably getting into Chambers.
It's like character profiles.
They're like, I'm not gonna show you animation though. Wow, fail.
Yeah, they're actually showing anything in the movie. It's just
Wait, was that the whole commercial?
Yeah, yeah.
They did not show one bit of the movie.
Oh no,
amazing.
Yeah.
They probably didn't show a bit of this either.
So the other two, I think there are two other things premiered in this. So I was always confused with this because I had heard, like in looking up information, the other Jean movies as well, I'd always see references to, oh crap, I lost the page. I'd always see references to like Toei Animation Festival. And I was like, okay. It was just, like, which I assumed was just some like, you know, local, or not local, but like a, you know, like an anime convention kind of thing. And they're like, okay, right. I guess it premiered there, but like, that was it. Like they made the movie just premiere at an anime festival. Like that doesn't seem worth the money. I'm so confused. That's not what it is.
I would go to the Toei Anime Festival.
But it's not an actual event, right?
I think it is. I don't know. They probably just show off like all the Toei products and stuff.
So I don't think, so it's, so the thing that, this movie aired in was the 2001 summer. Right. This was the 2001 summer meant. Toei Anime Fair. And maybe that's, maybe there is like an anime festival thing, but this is Anime Fair, which was not a physical thing. It was just a.
No, it's a physical thing. You just go to the movie theater and that's what they call the movie.
I guess so. Yeah, but it's more like Fathom Events kind of thing where it's like you go to your local theater and one of the things they're showing
Except
is
it's
this.
It's not like Fathom Events because it's more than one showing.
Well, Fathom Events has multiple showings of things. Anyway, it was like
you go. Two.
Well, yes, but like the point is you would go to your local theater and it'd be like they have the Toei Anime Fair, which has this movie and two other movies in it. You know, like it was like you buy a ticket and it would be for three movies bundled in one.
Yeah, it's called a double or triple feature.
Do we have those in the U.S.?
We used to. Or at least we still do. It's just not as common. Our movies are like 2 hours now. Why would you want to watch like four to 6 hours?
I mean, sure. But I think they do it for things like Hunger Games before the last one came out. I'm pretty sure it was like you could buy tickets to go to the movie theater to watch the first three and then the fourth one or whatever.
But yeah, I mean, like, all the tie-in movies are shorter, so they can do it.
Yeah, it makes sense. It's just, like, when I'd seen was listed as Anime Fair thing, I assumed it was, like, a, you know, physical event in one location, but it was just a thing. It was in movie theaters across the country. It was more of, like, a programming block kind of in a movie theater. But
Except
I
for
know.
Movies.
Yeah, yeah. And it was pretty, I think it was two of them each year, mostly. Yeah, they usually had, each year had a spring and a summer one.
Being a Digimon tamer is so new to me. I have so many unanswered questions.
I had a lot of things I wrote down as lots of question marks, which is using my flag for unanswered questions, but like, I don't care about any of them.
Yeah.
My first unanswered question is who, what, when, where, why, all of it question.
Who made this movie?
Who made this movie? Who authorized this?
I like how they think that the guardian deity of the island is Caesarmon. Like, not that it's like the thing that Caesarmon is based on, the thing it's called Shisa. It's like a Digimon name.
Right. It's literally Shisamon. Yeah. And I was like, that sounds like a Digimon
name. I was very
name.
Confused. Yeah.
That's a little silly. Why are you saying that's not a Digimon? You know what Digimon are. Kai, if that's your real name.
If that's your Ocean Boy.
He's actually just Davis. He's Davis with a spray tan. And
Davis is already tan.
I guess. Anyway, yeah, I guess I tried to look out for dubbing changes. I didn't really notice really big ones, but I guess one of the quote unquote big ones is that Kai is a pretty sure different voice actor and a totally different accent in the dub here than in the end of Tamers. But
yes.
Yeah,
yes.
I mean that
okay, like, it was different.
I'm pretty sure. I remember reading that as a note when we were watching those episodes of Tamers.
Definitely sounds different.
Yeah, because in Tamers, he's like, surfer bro, let's go Digimon fight, yo. I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Just delete my voice,
I'm Davis.
Jeff. It was Davis trying to be a surfer bro, though. Like, it didn't work very well.
Yeah. How can Renamon just appear in the subway and nobody cares?
There was a lot of nobody caring about Digimon in this.
Why was Omnimon there? Why was Apocrymon there? Why did that dude turn into Mephistomon? Does that dude actually exist in real life, or was it Mephistomon all along?
I really do want to know that.
Where did this random dad come from?
He was also very generic looking.
Why didn't they try contacting Minami's parents earlier?
They were like, it's late. They tried to make an excuse for that.
No. They could have called before. She was there, like, in the afternoon. Why didn't they call, as soon as she woke up? That's what I would do if I found a child passed out in my backyard.
Why could they not use this Trinity whatever attack ever also, at any other time? That seems like it would have been super helpful.
How were there no V-Pets before the V-Pet?
Yeah, really. So many questions.
I don't care.
Right?
We don't need 10 minutes. We're done. What happened? Yeah. Takato packed that bag of stuff, then put Gioman in a different suitcase, but then only brought that suitcase. And it didn't have other stuff in it except for Gioman. That makes no sense. Takato, I hate you.
Don't hate the player, hate the game, Ashley.
Oh, I hate this whole movie.
why did Henry go to Okinawa?
To see the ruins.
I was gonna mention that in the geography corner, but the geography corner was only this one segment. Those ruins are a real thing. I forgot the name. I wrote down the name. Where did I write that down? So it's the Yonaguni Monument, and yeah, they're a thing.
But he was just like, I'm just going to go chill at ruins for a day, and now I'm done. Like, what else was he?
Yeah, like, because they keep saying, oh, it's going to be the whole summer. And I'm like, wait, no, like, even in Japan, like, a summer vacation is, I can't remember, it's either...
Like 2 weeks?
No, it's, I think, like, 4 to 6 or 8. It's definitely long. It's definitely the longest of the three. I think spring vacation is 2 weeks. Winter is one, and summer
is,
like,
as long.
Wait, are
we talking about elementary school?
I think it's... Or whatever. I thought it was the same.
No, I'm pretty sure summers are shorter, and it's... I don't actually know anymore.
I'm fairly confident they're not like as long.
Anime is so confusing.
They're not as long as here, like not 3 months, but I think they are 2 months. Maybe it's only a month. Maybe it's only August. This is hard to look up, but yeah, it didn't make sense. Like, why would they be there for a whole month? Summer vacation, 40 odd days from July 20th to August 31st. And then spring vacation is 10 days and winter vacation is 1 week. Anyway, it's this Yonaguni Monument is a submerged rock formation off the coast of Yonaguni, which is the southernmost. There's this whole sequence of Ryukyu Islands in Japan, which is the biggest one is Okinawa, and it's a chain of islands. People speculate that they look like ruins of a city, which is kind of cool.
Which it most likely is anyway.
Yeah, but like actually being able to like scuba dive there, and that seems cool. And it also seemed like that segment was paid for by the local tourism board, so. Yeah. Any more answer questions?
Why was this movie made?
For money.
Never mind.
Capitalism. Very powerful force.
I actually wonder, because those Toei animation fairs, what I'm actually wondering is, because, like, if you look at the, like, history of them, you know, like, earlier One Piece movies were in them and stuff, I'm wondering if at some point things, like, they just were like, there's no point in bundling this together, like, we'll just do One Piece movies, because they'll just sell everything. So, okay, new Digimon corner, new Digimon design corner. First off, Mephistomon was a thing.
It's Myotismon.
Yeah, was that Myotismon's voice?
Yes.
Driving was it? Crazy.
Oh, okay. Was it?
Great.
Oh, that would make sense.
Was the dad Ken's voice?
I wasn't paying attention.
It sounded like it to me at points.
Wait, that would be Derek Stephen Prince, wouldn't it? Derek Stephen Prince has a really, like, noticeable voice.
I don't know. But I'm going to say that with Mephistomon being Myotismon's voice, Gulfmon was then very similar what Mephistomon turned into. Had, like, the mouth and its crotch just like Venomyotismon.
Yeah.
I was like, what?
Mephistomon's not a demon lord.
It should right? be. I don't know if it is or is not according to the technical Digimon lore, but I mean, Mephisto or Mephistopheles.
Yeah, he's not one of the seven deadly Digimon thingies.
But, like,
really?
Should be.
He should, but he's not. I mean, he's kind of similar in design to, what's it called? What's the beast one called? Wow, I am blanking.
Belphamon?
Yeah, Belphamon.
Hmm.
That is very strange.
Whatever.
Yes, it was Ken's voice.
Really? Ha. Hmm. I was trying to find it for you, but I failed.
It'd be nice if a series ever actually used the seven deadly demon lords or whatever. Seven great demon lords. Because that's... Maybe it's just too obvious as a group of villains. I don't know.
I think they might get some complaints about overwhelming use of satanic imagery or something. Hmm. Especially if they care about their American market.
Well, they changed the Lilithmon to Lilamon in the fusion dub.
Oh. Anyway, so now we're getting into the territory of...
Digimon that all died.
Yeah, like I said in the recap, it's the island of lost armored evolution designs.
But they weren't all armor.
They weren't all, but there were a ton of them that were. So Bateramon is the one Renamon fought, and it is Armadillomon plus the Digi-Egg of Love.
Looks really...
It doesn't look like either of those things.
Yeah, that's when armored Digimon get weird.
Yeah.
Well, when you make an armadillo fly, you're already getting into weird territory.
Listen, it gave us Rinkmon, so let's calm down.
I'm kind of wondering if, Rinkmon was the only one left out by this party of farm revolutions.
No!
I don't know. There's a lot of armors in...
Yeah.
There's a lot of armor in Frontier. There's also
a lot of weird ones, like Sethmon. I mean, I should have realized, there's a matrix of, there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9... 9 main Digi-Eggs plus the 2 golden ones. Yeah, and then there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 main base Digimon. So yeah, that's 56 combinations. Some of them repeat, I think. But
no, it's 54, isn't it?
You're right.
9 times 6.
I was like, Ash, don't doubt me on math. But no, you're totally right.
When Ash is better than you at math,
that's really bad.
You should really... fear for your life.
We did not. Yeah.
Okay, moving on. Tylomon was another dinosaurish. No, that was the one that was
it's
the water.
It's a dinosaur, I think.
Okay, no. Why did Takato and Kai drive a boat straight at Minami so that then she fell off the thing?
Yeah,
what was that about?
It was so stupid. It was she was doing fine on her own escaping from this thing, and then they just knocked her off the thing.
Yeah.
And the computer survived somehow.
And nobody apologized. None of them acknowledged that it was their fault.
Yeah. So anyway, this one is Gatchaman plus reliability, which makes sense. It looks like Sabarimon a bit.
I mean, the reliability part makes sense. I don't know
the
Gatchaman part.
Not the Gatchaman part, no.
Yeah, totes. I see it.
Caesarmon, I don't like the dub name or the whatever. Because
how it's spelled?
Yeah.
I had no idea how it was spelled.
It's hard to spell. It makes it seem like it's based on, Caesar, which it's not at all.
Yeah, but
it's
based on
a
Shisa, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Which I guess is officially stylized as S-I instead of S-H-I, maybe?
You're leaving Digimon Wiki.
Don't tell them. No, it's definitely stylized in English as with an H. Shisa, which are, it's like a local variant of the Chinese guardian dog lion, Chinese guardian dogs.
Hey, Ash, it's a Digimon that's Koma-san.
Yeah. Aren't they different?
Koma-Inu are different. Koma-Inu are not the local Okinawa variant. But yeah, so the one in this is the Shisa, and then the other variants are Koma-Inu, which are more central to Japan, and then the Chinese guardian dogs, which are where they all originate from.
Well, isn't everything a dog in this movie?
Yep. Guillemon's a dog.
Everything's a dog.
But yeah, Caesarmon, I guess they want to make it C, because it's related to, it's near the sea in this movie, but it's not actually tied to the sea much at all. Yeah.
I feel like he was actively avoiding the sea for the most part.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I think his design is cool.
It's all right.
Yeah, I like the design. It's pretty cool. I was like, what's this weird name? It's Manta Raymon. It's pretty straightforward.
A manta ray.
Yeah.
It's pretty straightforward. If it's stinging people, it's not a manta ray, I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure manta rays don't sting people. I think that's stingrays.
I'm pretty sure manta rays are also not formed from Patamon and the Digi-Egg reliability. So, yeah, there's that too. But yeah, it's weird because a lot of these are just like, you know, fit perfectly here as just random sea animals, but then happen to also be armor evolutions, apparently. It's weird.
They should have definitely brought Rinkmon to this island. No. What the heck they were thinking here?
Barrowmon was the one who was leading the group that was kidnapping them or whatever. And he is Patamon plus a Digi-Egg of Courage, which makes no sense because it's like a...
He has fire powers.
It's fire, but it's like a creepy Oni demon face. And
and he shot missiles from his chest.
Yeah, what?
Which ripped open his robe. And I was like, wait, is he just normally not... Is he, like, dressed up special? But no, in this picture, that's just how he is. I'm so... This is so dumb.
Manta rays have the largest brain of all fish.
But are they the smartest?
I don't know about that. they lack poisonous tail spikes.
Okay. So then there was Sepikmon, the one that was the... Is this a racist caricature of Native Americans? Ashley, is this racist? Racist or not?
Why? Because it's a monkey with a mask?
Oh, I guess it's... It's not Native Americans. It's...
Yeah.
It's African.
Yeah. Never mind.
Are you sure? I think it might be Australian, actually.
Or that might make sense, too.
So the name comes from a river, like the Sepik River that runs through Papua New Guinea.
Okay.
But it does...
Has a boomerang.
Yeah, it does make an Australian thing. Yeah, and that might be confusing.
Too many things
there
to be racist.
Yeah. It is Armadillomon plus the Egg of Friendship for some reason. Pepismon, the monk, not the monkey, the bat thing, which I assume is Patamon plus something. Patamon plus the Digi-Egg of Love makes this creepy bat
thing.
Oh,
yeah. totes.
Totally.
Oh, Pipismon. I knew about that.
That's such a lovely little... It's a Patamon full of love there.
It has scythes on the end of all of them.
Ponchamon's the best.
We already did Ponchamon.
Ponchamon's the best, obviously.
He's a Bake Togemon.
Yeah.
Labramon!
Who looks like the dog that died. Yeah.
Which doesn't look like a real dog, and definitely not a Labrador.
Does it look more like a dog than Iggy?
No, Iggy actually kind of looks like a dog sometimes. Yeah, Labramon does not look like a Labrador.
It definitely does not look like a Labrador. No.
Yeah, no.
It has an appearance like a real dog. What dogs have you been looking at lately?
any more? This one's a Kokuamon was like... randomly it was a little like electronic beetle thingies that were
I know what a Kokuamon is. Yeah.
Oh well, sorry, I didn't mean to offend you.
I'm not offended. It's just
I did not know what a Kokuamon was.
It appears in
Frontier.
Yeah, a lot of these Digimon reappear in Frontier. Like Pipismon does several, actually.
The Digimon Frontier theme also reappears in Frontier. What was that all about?
Surprise. I mean, we talked about that. They had to just use it because they...
Yeah, I know.
Oh, they do appear, Oh, were they the ones, like, is that in the episode where Beetlemon first appears?
Yes.
So.
Yeah.
Because electricity.
Also, Beetlemon is, like, a bigger version of these guys.
Not even, but...
Well...
they're both beetle... They're both electric beetles.
Okay, then yes.
So that's all for Digimon new designs. Okay, so now a quick fashion report. This is what Henry was wearing while he was diving. Isn't he stylish?
No.
It should be green, though.
I don't mind it being yellow. Yellow's okay, too.
Isn't that orange?
Whatever team crap.
Yellow.
So the next one is Kai. This is Kai's outfit before he jumps in the water. So he wears this while he jumps in the water, which is like just a shirt and a vest. But like, why did he jump in the water with the vest on?
Right. And the shirt, exactly.
Doesn't make any sense.
Nothing makes sense.
It's also pretty plain. You're boring, Kai. But then once he gets out of the water,
now he has no shirt.
Yeah.
He just has a weird vest thing.
But he's wearing a shirt, but it's...
Yeah, it's
okay,
a button-down shirt, which he hasn't buttoned down.
Maybe he went to the digital world.
And his pants are ripped off under the knees.
He's real cool, you guys.
Super edgy.
This is what people on islands wear.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Are those sweatpants? His sweatpants are ripped off at the knee.
I was going to say, it's weird in Digimon they never go to Hawaii, except for Mimi in the one, you know, when she's in the background or whatever, in the one movie, but...
That one movie.
These movies, man, they'll just mess with you forever.
Also, okay, Takato's new rough inequality red and blue sign shirt, like, what was this thing that he wears most of the movie?
That's an inequality shirt? I thought they were up and down escalators.
Oh, that too.
I thought it was a like a Pepsi logo.
I thought they were supposed to be like waves or something.
Oh, wait, it's all these things. It's all these things and more.
It's a fantastic shirt.
Also, I just noticed that his wristbands match his goggles.
That has been a thing for the entire season.
Yeah.
Well, I just noticed.
He has some fashion sense.
Some.
Yeah.
Very, very little.
Wait, so you guys, when we were talking about the Veep, you didn't know what Bonzi Buddy was, which was the joke I had in the recap. I need to show you what Bonzi Buddy is.
Okay.
Bonzi Buddy was this, like, adware malicious program. Apparently it was from 1999 to 2004. It was this, like, monkey that you would install and it would, like, sit on your windows. Like, it would sit on top of the window.
Oh, I recognize this.
Yeah, and it would, like, sing and dance and stuff.
I never downloaded him.
Oh, God.
You recognize him too, right?
Maybe. I recognize it, but, like, why?
Because they're the same reason the VPET. That's like the VPET as it's portrayed in this movie was a thing that you just like. I don't think you had to feed Bonzi Buddy or Bonzi whatever. Like, I think it was just a thing that would interact with you and be fun because it was like computers are going to be fun. And
so he's basically that paperclip.
Yeah, but the paperclip wasn't fun.
And the paperclip only existed within Microsoft Word.
Yeah, but he's the paperclip, but worse.
His name is Clippy, guys. Don't call him by his name.
No.
I miss Clippy.
Yeah, Clippy. But like Clippy was just like, yeah, they were similar. I'm looking at the years. I guess this Bonzi Buddy thing did come after Clippy, I think the thing about Bonzi Buddy was that it was very popular, but also was just like full of malicious adware stuff. Like I think it would do bad things to your computer. It was spyware. Apparently the company disputed that claim, as reading from a Wikipedia article. Apparently, Consumer Reports in 2002 labeled it as spyware, contains a backdoor Trojan that collects information from users, blah, blah, blah. So, I mean, it's actually...
That's basically everything ever.
But that's after this movie came out, and it's, like, a very similar... I guess in the movie, it's not like the people who downloaded the VPA or whatever, it did, you know, delete their stuff, whatever. They did portray several times. So I guess it is really similar. I actually kind of predicted the fear about stuff like this, I guess.
I have something else that I remembered, like those you can get programmed anime characters that can sit around or walk around your desktop.
Wait, anime characters? I don't remember this.
Yeah. I don't know if it works with Windows 10 or whatever, but it worked on XP.
This was like, it wasn't recently, it was XP.
Yeah. I don't know if where to find them or what they were called, but they were, but they, like the ones I liked just sat on the top of your window.
Yeah. I definitely remember other ones from around the time of Bonzi Buddy that weren't anime characters. I think they were just like animals, I think. I don't know. Yeah. Oh, 2000, early 2000s internet. Strange place. Yeah. Okay. I don't have any more stray bits.
The only part of this movie that I sort of liked was when Kai was like, I'm going to be a fisherman because that's all I've ever known. And then he's like, aren't you going to take over the bakery, Takato? And Takato's like, I don't know. I didn't think about these things. And then it just like moves on.
No, I mean, that is an interesting concept. Like, it makes sense that they would have that. You know, like, Takato is growing up in the city where it's, like, there's tons of potential and you get lots of different experiences for what people are like and stuff. But Kai growing up in a more, I don't know how isolated Okinawa actually, but, like, whatever they portray it as is, like, pretty isolated. And it's, like, I get the sense that maybe he grows up, this is all he knows and wouldn't think about doing anything else. I don't know.
Yeah. And then, yes, you cannot replace real pets with virtual ones. That's just mean.
No, you cannot replace pets.
Yeah, it's
Unless
one. Th- like it's one thing
goldfish.
To get
fish
or gerbils.
No, you can't replace gerbils.
We are all replaceable.
RDD.
It's pronounced
RDD.
So who's participating? All of us but Jeff?
I guess so.
Jeff forfeits.
Because I didn't write down anything because nothing was funny.
Because he was like, I really hate this movie. It's so hard.
No, it's just... I mean, I'm pretty sure... I mean, I haven't, you know, actually compared it to the sub, but I'm pretty sure this movie was adapted for the dub script with a style of not adding the kind of jokes that we find the most ridiculous for the segment.
Yeah. All right. So the order is me, Ashley, and then Andrew. How many are we doing each?
One.
RDD, where we each go around and pick our funniest, most ridiculous, or most touching line from the episode. We're only doing one because this movie's garbage.
Yeah. All right. I get to go first. Oh, mine kind of suck. I'm looking at these again. Oh, this movie sucked. All right, I'm going with this one because I feel like it's a good catchphrase to have and use in your daily life whenever you come upon a situation where you don't quite know what to say. I think this phrase will help you. So it's from the beginning of the movie-ish, and it's Kai's grandpa, and he says,
"That's one strange dog you have."
And I want you to think about any situation where you don't have a response ready. That's one strange dog you have. So you're at a job interview and they ask you a question that you're not prepared for. That's one strange dog you have.
All right.
You're strange, Ash.
I know. I'm one strange dog you have.
I hope I don't have you as a dog.
I hope so, too.
I mean, okay, so I believe that Jeffrey is correct in his assessment, but there was one moment where there was an out-of-place joke that they definitely added. There was an announcer guy at the airport.
Oh, yeah.
The white zone is for loading and unloading only. I don't know what you think you're doing there if you're not loading or unloading.
And I'm like, why did you add this? What's wrong with you?
Ashley, this is your top-tier, really great quote that you thought was so worth having a segment for?
Yeah.
I'll
let Andrew, which one do you have?
I guess I'll go with Henry and Terriermon. So this is when they reappear on the boat after going to the ruins.
Wow, those ruins were amazing.
You seen one rock, you seen them all.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Okay, the one that I was going to do was a different Henry and Terriermon one. It was also at the airport.
But you didn't choose it, so too bad.
No,
I'm going to do it anyway.
Let Ashley go.
I'm you right now, Jeff.
I don't do this. Oh, you mean like you are me, yeah.
Yeah.
If you get bored, call me. I'll come visit.
Really?
Sure.
But don't be boring when we visit, okay?
Yeah, that was cute. All right, I'll add one too. And so this one's from the fight. And I wrote down evil Digimon because I don't remember getting Mephistomon's name before he digivolved into whatever he digivolved into.
Might just be in the beginning, like when a Pokemon's like, Mephistomon, murmur.
Wow, okay, because we were totally paying attention to that. And he goes,
"You could never defeat me with a pathetic attack like that.
And you'll never get us to stop battling you with pathetic speeches like that."
Yeah.
Burn.
You tell him, Staccato. All right. That was all I wrote down.
I have not been convinced of the worth of the segment.
Yeah, you're just bitter because you lost.
Yeah, you're just bitter.
I didn't lose anything.
Yeah,
yes, you are. Yeah, you lost all the things.
Now for recommendation articulation, where we go around and each plug something we've been hugging in the past week, or just in general for a while. I will start off. This week, since in the past we've had problems where I've recommended something and then whatever I recommended has gone off the air in the time since I recommended it, I'm going to recommend something, since I know this episode is going to air for a while, that's something that I've been using for quite a while and something I'll always recommend, basically. And it's a tool for learning Japanese, for learning kanji in particular and vocab from that kanji. It's called WaniKani. You basically, to use it, need to know hiragana and katakana already. I guess not katakana as much. I think you might need to know some katakana. But I think you need katakana. Yeah, so you need to know both those, the basic alphabets, which you do if you take any intro Japanese class. WaniKani is really great for learning the, like, huge mass of thousands of kanji characters, and it does so by teaching you them with these mnemonics, which are, like, kind of random and funny stories that just like give you a little narrative to make that first connection to tie a character to a reading and meaning. And then it uses a SRS, a space repetition system, to kind of drill in that over time. So like you get reviews, and so the reviews are spaced in a way that's like, okay, first time you have to review it within 4 hours, and then within 8 hours, and then within 24 hours, and then within 2 days, and then within 4 days, and so on. And so it, like, you know, if you don't know it very well, you're going to have to keep reviewing it for a couple of days. And then once you actually, like, it's actually stuck in your mind, you'll... Anyway, I don't know how to explain this well, except it works. The space repetition system works really well. The last studies have proved that it works really great for learning this kind of information. And it, the system has all these levels, and it builds off, you know, like, it teaches you the building blocks of kanji radicals, and then teaches you kanji that uses radicals, and then teaches you vocab that uses kanji, and everything builds in this way that it works really well. I've been using it for the past 4 years, I think, mostly because I stopped using it for 2 years and then another year, and but you should stick with it. It's really good. It does cost money. I think it's pretty expensive. You have to pay like a monthly subscription. They do occasionally run sales where you like buy your long subscription, or no, sorry, where you can buy a lifelong subscription, and you should, if you get a chance, or just try it out. It's good.
I will recommend a book that I have not actually read that much. I've read like 20% of so far. It's pretty good. It is Snow Crash by Neal Stephenson, which is Stevenson. I said his name weird. That's fine.
Stevenson.
Yes, it's Stevenson.
Stevenson's son.
He probably, I guess he didn't win a Hugo, but he maybe should have, like yesterday. But Snow Crash is kind of, I'm impressed with Snow Crash because it actually is old. It's from like 1992, it's old for science fiction, but it doesn't feel that old. Like it's writing about weird technology and I'm like, this doesn't seem that weird. I'm impressed. And also like it has a fascinating premise that's hard to describe. There is some techno drug called Snow Crash and a bunch of weird hacker people who are like, what is this thing? I don't know. It's fun. You should read it. And multiple people have told me I should read it because they think it's the best book ever.
Would I like it?
Maybe. Brianna Wu thinks it's the best sci-fi book ever.
Huh. I've heard of it. I should.
It's also
that.
Like, you know, Neal Stephenson is a person that people say you should read a lot, but his books are normally like 1,000 pages or more, and this one is much shorter. It is sub 500.
Okay.
Yes.
That fits in a little better with my current schedule.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think a long time, maybe 10 years ago, I had a copy of Cryptonomicon, which also I had heard really highly recommended, but it's really long. It's pretty dense. It's also like, didn't really grip me because it's set with like a couple different narratives interlaced and like I didn't see the connection between them and didn't really, I don't know, but I kept meaning to finish it and it's just so long I never did. So mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes, this one is not impossibly long.
So, I watched this a little while ago. It's on Netflix. It's an anime called Kuro Mukuro, and it's a mech show, but the main character is your average high school girl, whose mother is, like, top scientist at the UN. It's, like, set maybe 100 years or so in the future or something. I don't know. And she awakens this, box that's been lying around, this giant cube that's been lying around in the UN science department, like crap, and a naked samurai falls out of it. And it's a great show. I love it. It does a dual pilot system for the mechs that I appreciate as someone who really is into like watching shows about relationship and teamwork and how people grow by learning from other people that they are forced to work with all the time. And also the characters are just really like charming and you really want them to be okay.
Fun. But they're not going to be okay.
Well, the season one ended on a cliffhanger where it really doesn't seem like anyone could ever be okay ever again. But I assume they'll be okay, hopefully. All right, Andrew?
I'm going to recommend Time Travel Girl. And basically, it's a competent educational anime about science, electricity, famous scientists, stuff happens, time travel stuff, electricity. Wait, did I say electricity? That's pretty much it. That's all I can say.
Okay.
That was a strange recommendation.
Okay.
Oh, it's on Funimation.
Okay, it's a show?
It's a show. Anime.
All right. Okay.
Science.
Science. Is that really the end of your recommendation?
Yeah, it's not much to say, but it's good.
All right. I'll check it out. I like time travel.
It's actually pretty good time travel, too, because it's not overly complicated and there's a system to it.
You can find the full show notes for this episode by going to podigies.com/313. You can leave us feedback in the comments section on the site, or you can just let us know your thoughts on Twitter, Tumblr, Facebook, Reddit, email, With the Will, SoundCloud, YouTube, Skywriting, Foreboding Prophecies, or Color-Coded Smoke Signals. There are also lots of other things you can do for next week's feedback episode, including rating the movie on our episode page, voting on your favorite RDD clips on the show notes page so we can declare a winner of the draft, leaving a voicemail, 90 seconds or less, answering our question of the week.
Would you rather have a dog or a Digimon?
You can either call 913-CALAMON if you're in the US, or send an audio recording to podiges@gmail.com. And don't forget, you can always leave a review for the podcast in iTunes for us to transgarble.
Podiges is made possible with the support from our awesome Patreon: Amanda Anjouman, David Graumon, Eric Angemon, Jack Santa Angumon, Joe Keto, Justin Blaine Davis, Kailunamon, Kaiser Washi, Sam Kruwagamon, and Stevie Fatimon. Someday I'll learn how to say Santa Angumon correctly. It's really hard. There are too many A's.
If you want to support the show on Patreon, you can get some cool rewards, like access to our private Slack chat group for $1 a month, monthly stickers for $5 a month, and early episodes for $10 a month. Reaching our next goal will allow us to make podcast episodes about movies related to Digimon, so check out patreon.com/podigious to help us out.
You can find Podigious on Twitter, Tumblr, or Facebook to keep up with all the Digimons and get funny images and GIFs related to the show. If you don't like how we pronounce GIF, then become a Patchmon so you can vote on how we have to pronounce it. You can find me on Tumblr as Phantom Cello Steph. Jeff?
Phantom Chalice F2. I'm definitely Jeff on Twitter.
Ashley?
Ashley McDee's. No, that's not my
Jeff, it's so easy to remember. You're never confused.
Ash McDee 00.
On?
Twitter. I forgot I had to say that.
And Brother Person.
Brother Person can be found at Asher Dashery on Tumblr.
Our Calamon artwork is by the awesome Mary Cagle, aka Cube Watermelon, on Tumblr and Twitter.
Share the podcast with your friends who give you an interdimensional Uber ride to help save the world. And don't share the podcast with your tech entrepreneur friends who turn out to actually be evil demon Digimon.
And join us next week as we watch Speed 3 Runaway Locomon. Bye!
Bye!
And remember, never stop Digivolving.
Who's sad because her dad made her a Bonzi buddy to replace her dog instead of just buying another dog? Or adopting, which would be kinder, because there's tons of dogs and animal shelters who do not have homes.
You still have to buy the adopted dog.
You're not buying the dog. You're paying for their like shots and stuff.
Okay, well, in my mind, I still consider that paying for. But
you still
I guess
have to buy it.
That's not the terminology they use.
But what is capitalism, really? What is money? What is ownership? Is money? Do I own you, Ashley? I paid for you.
No.
I paid the dowry. Oh, did I tell you about that?
Did you?
Wait, which way does dowry go? Is that what guys pay to get a girl? Is it?
No. That's a bride price.
Okay.
A dowry, I think, comes with the girl.
Oh. You learned nothing from 10th grade English.
Well, we read the bride price, not the dowry. That wasn't a book.
I feel like something else talked about a dowry in a different book.
I think it's, Bokentachi. No, Bokensha. Bokensha, his adventure.
Round and round, Boken no Dreama. Something like that.
Okay.
Never mind.
Welcome to the musical episode of Podigious.
It's very strange.
Ashley, what do you think we should do?
We've got to do some singing.
No.
Supreme Darkness.
That was Anzim doing some singing. That's his version of singing.
I don't think so, but okay.
I read an entire chapter about...
You read an entire chapter of Dune?
No, yeah. of critical analysis of TV. So, I mean, I'm pretty much...
Oh, yeah.
I disagree with most of it.
How's that been going for you?
I mean, I read the chapter and I disagree with most of it, so I was like, meh. I still want to read it eventually, but yeah.
I mean, yeah, you should dismiss any opinions that don't align with yours.
No, it was just like... It was about, what's that one that's not Cowboy Bebop, the other one? Samurai Champloo. And he was like saying how amazing it was because of mixing the anachronistic elements and how that appealed to an international audience and stuff. But like, it was just phrased so, It was like the sentences are super long, wandery.
So you're not actually disagreeing with the opinions. You're disagreeing with the writing style.
Yeah, yeah. And some of the things...
that's different. That's a totally legit reason to put down a book.
No, so this was like it's a series of essays from different people. So it's not like it... Yeah, you know, I really shouldn't deter me from the rest of it. But it was the most... Like, there are about various different kinds of TV shows, like totally different kinds of TV shows. And this was the one that was about anime. So I was like, that's the one I'm most interested in. And I read that first. And I was like, oh, well, never mind. I still read the other ones eventually, but... Let's go on to the Japanese commercial, because that's the only commercial I could find for this thing. I'm really frustrated. Like, there must have been commercials on Disney when they aired it.
They did. It just...
lost the time. If anyone has extra, you know, commercials on VHS tapes or whatever and can find some way to digitize it and send it to us, that would be amazing.
I can digitize it.
You have a commercial? That's this commercial?
No, you mean digitize? I can digitize it if they give it to me.
Yeah, if you do have VHS tapes and want to send it to us, that would be amazing. Ash,
so
time
wait,
a timer.
Am I setting? Okay.
Ash, time a timer.
Okay.
Ash, time a timer.
Okay, it's set. Go.
I had a lot of things I wrote down as lots of question marks. I mean, there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 main digi-eggs plus the 2 golden ones. So that's 9.
No, that can't be right. There's got to be 10 because it's the 10 crests plus, no.
Where are you getting 10 crests from?
There's eight main crests plus Ken.
Yeah, so it's 9.
So 9.
And then there's the Digi-Egg of Miracles and Destiny.
He's discounting the golden ones.
Yes, oh. I said 8. I said 9 plus the 2 golden ones.
I'm sorry you're hard to hear.
No, he's not. You started talking before he was done. Learn how to
shut up. Never.
Whatever team crap.
Yellow.
It's like
did
mustard.
You just call Team Instinct crap?
Yes.
You want to fight? You want to go?
Let's go.
You want to go?
Let's go.
What?
I got you a pin from Tate's. So they had like 3 bins. Like one was one from each team. There was one left in
Mystic.
No, Valor.
Oh, in Valor, really?
There were none in Mystic.
Yeah, because Valor's
okay, there were none in Mystic. That makes sense.
And there were a shit ton in Instinct.
That's
so
because
I felt
we
bad.
Are an elite team of awesome people.
Who don't buy pins for $1.
Yes.
What RDD?
Yeah, so I don't have any RDD.
Ashley has a couple quotes that are apparently worth it.
Okay. You guys are going to be like, this wasn't worth it.
Yeah, if it's not worth it, we're just going to cut it out afterwards. So there are also lots of other ways. There are also lots of other things you can do for next week's feedback episode, including rating the episode we covered, rating the episode we covered. Oh, wait, that's not a thing that happened.
Rate the movie.
Yeah, I guess.
If you give it above a star, you're wrong. I still feel like we should be plugging Impmon.
Wait, aren't we on the Impmon artwork?
I was using whichever one is more relevant to the episodes.
That's true. Impmon is not in.
Yeah, that's why it sucked, because Impmon wasn't in it. That's the only reason.
Yeah, I agree. Calamon is in it.
imagine if Impmon was on the trip too, and he was being like Sundara, like, I don't want to go on your trip, but no, I guess I want to go on your trip, and like, I don't want to jump in the water, but I guess I do want to jump in the water.
I think I would have kicked him in the face.
Share the podcast with your friends who give you an interdimensional Uber ride to help save the world. And don't share the podcast with your friends.
Who can read? No. Who can't read?
You can't read, exactly. I just inserted words. I was not actually looking.
And don't share the podcast with your friends, period.
And don't, period. Exactly. And don't share the podcast with your tech entrepreneur friends who turn out to actually be evil demon, blah, 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 blah. Why couldn't you just say Digimon, evil Digimon?
And remember, never stop digivolving. Your differences! Okay, can
so
we take
would you rather have a dog or a Digimon? Because I would rather have a dog.
Obviously a Digimon.
Whoa!
If it could be a cat, then yeah.
It's an
but
unexpected
like,
answer. I thought everybody
I'd
would pick Digimon.
I'd rather have a dog because dog Digimon tend to die for some reason.
Yeah, I was going to say, why not just get a dog Digimon, but I guess that's a point. That's a...
Yeah.
It's like JoJo's.
Dogs can't talk back.
You
dogs
like Terry
unconditionally
talking back,
love you and don't die for the sake of the world.
It's true. Dogs are great.